According to Akin Wilson, spokesman for the governor of Nigeria's southern state of Bayelsa, the seized men could be released as early as Friday. The men, a Briton and American, were abducted from a Norwegian ship off the coast of Bayelsa. This is the latest in a wave of kidnappings and violence against the oil industry. The state government is leading mediation efforts. Mr. Wilson told VOA that the kidnappers, on behalf of the communities in the area, are demanding that the government provide better services in return for freeing the two men.
Hopefully they'll be released today, hopefully. Well, we need right now. They are demanding for amenities in the community. They want water, they want light, they want this, they want that. It's a community problem now, it's not even militants, it's just community who are demanding for development.
The current wave of attacks on foreigners in the world's eighth largest oil exporter has forced the withdrawal of hundreds of workers and a production decline of at least 500,000 barrels a day. The violence has continued despite the recent pledge by Nigeria's President Olusegun Obasanjo to crack down on armed groups in the region. Sam Oyadejo, a journalist in Bayelsa State, says the payment of ransom to obtain freedom for kidnapped oil workers is responsible for the increasing attacks on foreign workers.
The whole thing is like a business venture for these boys now. Most times when they say kidnap, the next thing government officials will go and negotiate on behalf of the hostages. They will troubleshoot on behalf of the hostages and they will get their release. But most times they tell us they didn't pay ransom. But if they are not paying ransom, I don't think this thing will be so rampant, you know. So people in the street, on the streets, you ask them, they see the whole thing as these boys are just taking advantage of seizing these people to get money.
Niger Delta groups say they are fighting for a greater share of the oil wealth. They say the inhabitants remain impoverished despite years of oil production, which has also damaged the environment. Several foreigners have been kidnapped this year in the troubled region. Armed groups in the Delta say they are planning massive attacks against oil facilities in the next few days. Gabriel Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.